Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Life Lessons. I'm your host, Terri-Ann Cormier. We've just passed the first quarter of 2012, and I don't know about you, but I felt this shift within my consciousness, almost as though I'm being magnetically drawn to do more and leave more things behind in my world. It's like I'm being quietly told what to do next. I feel this urge of uncertainty, the feeling that I have things that I must do to fulfill my purpose here on Earth. It's the journey that you and I are on right now, and it's a journey we've been planning since before we were even born. There are many ancient texts and newer books on the shelf in your local bookstore today that talk about the end of the world as we know it, the Mayan calendar. There's also talk about where the polar shift will happen, where our magnetic poles are going to shift on the Earth. Now, I can't say for sure whether I believe a lot of that, but I do believe there's this energetic pull we are all currently feeling, some more than others. And I believe this will soon change the way you and I look at our world and our surroundings. Rightfully so, today, of course, our topic is the shift and how to move through it successfully. Joining us today is Michelle Arbo, celebrity numerologist and an avid speaker on the topic of surviving the shift. She has graciously decided to give away a free mini numerology reading to one lucky caller today. So in order to receive this free reading, you need to call in anytime between the next 5 minutes and around 2:20 today. So Michelle, are you there?
I'm here. It was interesting to listen to you talking about those the poles shifting, because I was just watching a video the other day, Greg Braden's video, and he was talking about that. So it's interesting to know that the time's speeding up, because a lot of people are saying, wow, where's the day going or where's the week going? And it has a lot to do with that. So that was interesting that you brought that up. It's very synchronistic for me since I just watched it.
Well, that's funny because I went on YouTube the other day just sort of doing a little bit of research for the show and probably got sucked in for about 2 or 3 hours watching many five-minute videos on the whole polar shift and, you know, the magnetic poles changing. And, you know, it's really interesting stuff from a scientific point of view, but it's really interesting from an energetic point of view because I feel like this year has completely just slipped by me. I feel like I closed my eyes, woke up, and here we are in May.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, it just feels like every day runs into the next. And, you know, we all feel like we're not getting enough done. But I think, you know, with the whole 2012 thing, I don't know, people have hyped it up to believe that this year is supposed to be the year where we're supposed to make significant changes and significant progress in terms of, you know, moving into this new age that's supposedly dawning upon us. But, you know, numerologically speaking, of course, I always analyze things through the numbers. This year is actually more of a year of transformation inwardly. You know, we're really kind of aligning with what it is we want going forward, not necessarily taking huge action on it, but really just deciding and becoming clear. Because 2012 is actually a 5 vibration, and 5 is the number of the heart, freedom of expression energy. So we're really kind of seeing clearly through the lens of the heart this year. And next year is actually going to be the key year in terms of taking action and taking what we've done this year on an inward level and creating this new world that we all want but have yet to see yet. So next year is going to be a 6 vibration, and 6 is the number of creativity or creative expression, but it's also the visionary number. So it's kind of connecting our dots next year and really making it happen.
Wow. I find it so interesting that you say that this year's a 5 vibration. Of course, I'm not a numerologist, so I don't know a whole lot about it, but I have listened to you and I've taken some of your courses. And, you know, this whole idea of people being more free to speak, I completely agree with it because I know myself, I've never felt that I stood better on my own 2 feet than this year. Like 2012 has just allowed me the ability to really just hone in on what it is I want to do and then just completely speak up for it and speak those truths and speak, you know, just full with purpose, whereas last year I more or less struggled with doing that.
Yeah, and it's so true because I think what's happening, and I always use the example of Occupy Wall Street because it really caught on like wildfire. People were really, you know, catching on to the whole energy of it all because it was really about saying enough's enough in terms of, inauthenticity and lack of integrity, not just in the business world, but it was really kind of a representation of what was happening with all of us on a soul level. So being under this 5 vibration this year, we really are seeing truth and seeing our own truth and really, you know, seeing through that that veil of ego, which we've lived in for, you know, the past century. Was all about money, power, greed, and that was really the key factor in so much of the advancements and achievements that we had during that previous century. But now we've kind of turned the page on all of that, and we're just really wanting to do what our heart is yearning for us to do. And I think it's a lonely place, too. I think a lot of people are feeling isolated and alone in this journey right now, because really revealing our own truth is so vastly different from the life that we lived during the previous century, where it was all about ego and all of that stuff. So it's just such a different energy, and people are really struggling. So in terms of the shift, I mean, it really does feel like we're in the bowels of the shift right now. It really feels like a very low time. It's almost like a transitional phase, and I always relate it to birth, because there's a spot, you know, within the birthing cycle where we're not meant to push, we're just meant to kind of hold it and, you know, just breathe through it. And I think that that's where we're at right now. And, you know, they say May is supposed to be better, so I'm crossing my fingers and toes that it will be better. And I think that it will be, because, you know, April was a 4 month, and 4 energy is all about pruning. It's all about cleaning out the closet, kind of clearing the runway. And now that we're in May, it's a 5 energy, because it's the 5th month, and 5 is, again, that freedom of expression energy. So we did start out 2012 kind of with that gung-ho energy that said, yeah, let's do this, let's go for it. It was a very different energy than 2011, but then we got hit with this very low energy. And I think we're finally coming out of it and back into that high energy again. So we're kind of in a double whammy 5 energy. We've got the world year as a 5, and now we're in May, which is also a 5. So we're getting our groove back.
Now, this idea of pruning in April, you and I have talked, I think, a little bit about this in the past, over the last couple months. And what I've noticed is, you know, a lot of relationships really changing and evolving within my own world. But also when I talk to, you know, other people, my other peers I have, they're all seeming to experience that same thing where, you know, a really large chunk of the relationships they have are just, you know, fading away into nothing. And then there's this immense amount of new relationships being built that are completely the opposite of the relationships that were built prior to. Do you think that has a lot to do with the pruning that happened in April?
I absolutely think so, because when we're under a pruning period, we really sit down with ourselves and go through, okay, what fits in our life and what doesn't fit anymore. So you often find that old relationships will fall away, new ones will come in. So there's a lot of shifting within relationships when you're under that cleaning out the closet kind of energy. So we're just really kind of making our checklists and figuring out, okay, what do we need going forward in our lives? And sometimes, you know, the pruning periods will be where we do clean a lot of stuff out. I mean, a lot. We tend to come out of one of those periods where we feel kind of alone, like, okay, what's next? Where do we go? You know, we've pruned our life down to the bare essentials, but it's necessary to embrace the change that comes with the 5 energy that follows it. So I think, I think it has a lot to do with it for sure.
So in the beginning of the show, I talked about the polar shift, and I talked about the Mayan calendar. What are your thoughts on the shift as it relates to the Mayan calendar and the polar shift, or is there any relation at all?
No, I do think there is a correlation, and I do agree. I know Greg Braden had mentioned that in his video, too, and he had mentioned that when the poles do shift, it has a lot to do with how we will view time, and I think that we're in a prep phase right now, and as time speeds up, we're getting used to this new way of looking at time and living our life around this view of time where we don't have enough time. But I think as the year progresses and as we get closer to that polar shift, I think we'll find our groove with the time thing. But yeah, I do think there's definitely a correlation. I do think that, you know, the spiritual realm doesn't have time as we know it here. They have what's more related to circular time, and we can't even fathom really what that means in our linear time model. So I think that's what we're shifting towards, is more of that circular time. And so it's just a matter of us adjusting to that. But I think we're doing a pretty good job of navigating the shift as a whole. you know, I don't feel like there's this doom and gloom that a lot of people try to associate with the shift, that, you know, we're gonna hit rock bottom and everything's gonna blow up and, you know, we're gonna cease to exist. I don't think that any of that's gonna happen, but I do think that, you know, the financial crisis, those kinds of things, I think we're gonna be stripped more of the physical things, like, you know, financial security, all those things that were really kind of ego-based or ego-driven, and we're going to get back to basics, you know, really kind of get back, and really the basics is our soul, the soulful level. So, you know, it does sound kind of scary to think, okay, more financial crisis, more, you know, crumbling in terms of our physical stuff all around us, but I think it's necessary. You know, sometimes we do have to hit that very bottom, and I always like to use the well analogy, you know, the falling down a well, and then you hit the bottom, and that it's not until the bottom that you're able to look up and see the light above your head. So I think that that's really what the world needs, is kind of that wake-up call. So unfortunately, you know, my prediction is that we will have more of that, you know, crumbling around us, but it's necessary.
Absolutely. So we have a caller that has called in, our first caller calling in for that free mini reading. I'm just getting the name from our producer. Just give me 1 second. So
sure.
Karen has called in. Karen, are you there?
Hello?
I think she's there. Yep,
I'm here.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Where are you calling from, Karen?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Wonderful. So, Michelle, Karen's here calling in for that free mini reading, and I'll hand it over to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Well, I just got your date of birth from the producer, so I'm just kind of tallying up here just to get an idea of what your numbers are about. Just give me 1 second. I'm just going to add this up.
So how is the weather in Massachusetts, Karen?
It's actually very cold.
Oh, it's
to
very
me, it's
cold.
It's in the 50s.
Oh, that's no fun. That's
no,
no fun
but,
at all.
But it's okay. It's okay.
Do you have any special plans for the weekend?
I think I'll actually take a ride into downtown Boston.
Good for you.
Take a walk on the Commons.
Okay, all right. I've got your date of birth summed up here. It's interesting to note because I'm finding that a lot of this particular vibration is coming to me lately. A lot of clients have had this particular vibration. I just actually did a client session yesterday who had this life path. The 27-9. You are the 27-9, and it's written like that. You're actually a 9 life path. But if you write it as the 27-9, it tells you a little bit more about what kind of 9 you are, what particular 9 energy you carry. So if you look at that 27, I think what's happening with a lot of these 27-9s is that they're feeling even more uncertain than the average person because they do carry that 7 vibration. If you look at the 27, 7 is in the weaker position. So it represents one of your greater challenge areas. And 7 in a weaker position brings out a lot of the more negative qualities of the 7 or the more challenging areas of the 7. And one of those qualities is trust of the self, and also trust of other people. So when you have this combination, you tend to be, you know, second-guess yourself or look outside yourself for answers rather than looking within. And it's not until the 27-9 really gets that sense of self-trust that they truly blossom. So I think with this shift going on right now, a lot of the 27-9s are feeling that uncertainty now more than ever, and I think it's one of those pivotal life lessons that they're really struggling to work through right now. And I'm noticing on your chart that you also have the arrow of skepticism. So what that tells me is that you kind of have a double whammy in terms of that on-the-fence kind of energy where you're, you know, you need a lot of fact with your faith to be able to decide something. It's not that you're going to leap with both feet until you get all the facts. So it's one of those arrows that it does center around trust as well. So, you know, and it's interesting to note that you're under a personal year of 3 this year, but it's actually a 12 before it reduces to 3. And this is kind of pivotal because I think as a 27-9, you're really working through that trust issue right now. And with this 12-3 energy, it tells me that things are coming together for you because 12 is the number of the whole and complete energy, and 3 is the number of unity. So being under a 3-year, I think the dots are starting to connect for you, or they will be as the year progresses. So you're going to kind of start to see things more clearly this year, and Yeah, for sure. You know, I want to say that I definitely think that on your chart, looking at your chart, you've got a lot of mental energy. So you're definitely an analytical kind of person, a thinker, definitely. You also have a lot of physical energy as well. And you're lacking a lot of the soul plane energy. And it doesn't mean that you don't have a soul, and it doesn't mean that you're not very feeling or you're not very intuitive. It doesn't mean that at all. What it actually means is that you probably are hypersensitive on the soul plane, hypersensitive emotionally, but also the relationship aspect is probably one of your battle zones or your lesson areas in life. It's definitely where a lot of your lessons would be in terms of connecting with other people, especially on an intimate level.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and I wanted to say as well that you've got double fours. I don't see this that often, but when I do, there's definitely an angelic connection there, because I'll tell you, not a lot of people know this. I know Doreen Virtue's Angel Numbers book lists 444 as the angel number, and I do agree with her, because four energy is actually the vibration that the spiritual realm uses to permeate and to manifest into the physical. For example, you've heard stories about angels coming in, swooping in and saving the day in situations of emergency. They actually use the same vibrational frequency that the four vibrates to permeate and do that. So it's a very grounded, very solid, very practical energy. It's the foundation number. But seeing that you have double fours tells me that part of your path and purpose has a very angelic connection. You know, it's almost like earth angel energy.
Yes.
So I don't know if you're doing any kind of work related to, you know, the spiritual realm, but I do have to say that the 27 nines, although they're very kind of black and white, right and wrong kind of people, because they have that depth to them, seven is the truth seeker number as well. So you have that seven. You're always looking for the deeper meaning in all things. So there has to be some kind of a spiritual component to the work that you do to be fulfilled and satisfied. You have to have that truth seeking energy.
Yes, that is, yes.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that when you add up your month and your day, it shows you your particular gift. So what is it as a nine, as the humanitarian energy, what is it that you're meant to bring to the world specifically? And that's a seven as well. So you've got this other seven within your makeup, and it's the truth seeker. So really what you're meant to be doing for other people is revealing truth for them. So where they may not be able to see it for themselves or be able to fully reveal it, you come in there and say, you know, look, this is what I see for you, or show them or guide them in a way that will help them turn the page and see themselves for who they truly are. So this is kind of your gift, with whether it be with interacting with even just friends or family, or, you know, doing it on a professional level and doing some kind of spiritual work. You're revealing truth for people.
Yes.
And then if you look at your year, this shows you the how. So as this humanitarian truth seeker, truth revealer, how do you do it? It's a pure two. It's written as 20/2, and if you look at it that way, any number that has a zero attached to it is very spiritually charged, because zero is the number of infinite or spiritual awareness. So having that two with the zero stresses to me that you are the support for so many other people, but support on a more of a soulful level rather than just a physical level.
Yes.
So definitely, you know, it's a very gentle, very subdued, very peaceful, you know, it's not ego in any way. It's very gentle, like I say, earth angel energy. In a lot of ways, you have a lot of earth angel qualities about your vibration.
Wow.
Wow is great.
Yeah. Wow.
Did that resonate with you, Karen?
Yes, because someone else had said the same thing to me about earth angel energy, and I think that I'm starting to understand that now.
Yes.
And how to tap into that energy. But you've also said that my soul, you said something about my soul level energy. I'm very analytical.
I You are, yeah. You have, and that's where the doubt comes in for you, because your home base is really kind of up in the head. So when you have an issue to work through, you go up into the mind plane. And I understand that, because I'm actually a very intellectual number as well. So it's been a challenge for me to kind of step down into my gut and say, okay, how does this feel if I try it on? So, you know, it's a tendency for the mind numbers to want to go up there to analyze things to death rather than deciding from a more intuitive level.
Yes, you're so right about that, because I am very intuitive. I'm extremely intuitive, which makes me hypersensitive.
Absolutely,
Just like you said, I mean, sometimes it can be, you just know what you know.
Yes, exactly, and that comes across especially so because you are a mental plane number, so you are a knower first and foremost. I mean, definitely your intuitive messages would come through as just a knowing, and it's hard to validate. I mean, that's the hardest form to really validate and say, yeah, this is true. You know, this is factual information, because you don't know where it's coming from, because you're so analytical that you think, is this me or is this a real message?
Exactly.
So I think for you, though, this year is going to be pivotal in terms of really connecting your dots and really understanding, you know, where your intuitive messages are coming from, everything. I think it's all going to kind of come together for you this year.
And it is. And to be, you know, you're definitely right on point, because everything is starting to, the dots are starting to line up and I'm starting to connect them. I'm like, oh, okay, wow, all right. I should have gone with that gut feeling, because it was right, and now I'm starting to trust it more.
Yeah, and I think as the year goes on, it'll just get better and better. I think you're just headed into this period of clarity that's going to pull everything full circle for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in, Karen.
Well, thank you. That was absolutely beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you keep listening.
I sure will. Blessings to you both.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You as well. Bye-bye. Thank you, Melissa.
I guess I'm Melissa today, but that's okay.
That was awesome. You have such a gift, Michelle, to talk about numbers. The way that it comes off of your tongue is just it's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. I think we have another caller, but I'm not certain. I may be able to get through it if you want to take the next caller. I'm not sure if you want to go that route, but
we certainly can. And maybe what we'll do is we can possibly have the caller connect with you at a later time to book a reading if it's something that we can't get through maybe in the next couple minutes.
Okay, sure. I think she's already on air, so I'm just looking at my cue box here, too. I think her name is Tiffany. So, hi, Tiffany.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is the first time I found your show.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, well,
wonderful.
Great.
And you're calling from where? Philadelphia?
Yes, PA, yes.
Wonderful. And how is the weather in Philadelphia?
Oh, it's nice here.
That's good.
Yeah.
What would the degree be outside right now?
It's about 70 some degrees.
Now that's nice.
Yes.
Good. Very good. So Michelle, do you have all the numbers?
Yes. I'm just calculating the last one. Okay. All right. So Tiffany, you're an 8, and the particular 8 that you are is actually one of those life paths that has a lot of flip-floppy kind of energy to it. So I think with this particular 8 combination, there's a lot of struggle initially to step into your power and to own who you are and what you're meant to be doing. So you've got the 35 before it reduces to the 8. So you've got the 3 and the 5. And 3 is very inspirational energy. It's upbeat. It's, it always wants to uplift and inspire other people. And then you've got the 5 in the weaker position. And 5 tends to be around kind of power struggles within the self. So you know, having that in the weaker position and then having that 3 in the outer, 3 in the negative as well, if it gets into that negative space, can be very self-doubting and self-critical. So I think what you have in terms of that is kind of that flip-floppy back-and-forth motion with really owning who you are and being confident and standing tall in it. But at the same time, you know, it's interesting to note this is the second caller, and you also have double fours, which is very interesting. Because, like I said with the last caller, I don't typically see that often, but when I do see it, there's definitely an angelic component to what they're meant to be doing and how they bring the messages across. And like I said to the last call, it's very earth angel kind of energy. And, you know, looking at your birth chart, you've got the arrow of practicality, but you've also got the arrow of activity. So being the number of wisdom, you are the eight, which is the number of wisdom and independence. So your main path and purpose is to bring wisdom and knowledge to the world. And most often it's meant to bring divine wisdom and truth, because it is that most active soul plane energy. But seeing that you've got the arrow of activity or the arrow of great expression tells me that you're meant to go bigger with it. There's that feeling or tug on your shoulder that says, I need to, you know, get this out to the world, or there's something I need to express on a greater level than just within my community or just within what I've got, you know, in my own little circle. So definitely there's a lot of that energy within you that's always pushing you forward to achieve or to do. And
okay.
Let me see, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, yes. Okay, so your particular gift is the 8. It's very interesting because it's a 5. So if you add your month and your day together, it's a 5 vibration, or it reduces to 5. It's 14 and then 1 plus 4 is 5. You know, I have this particular one as well, and I often find that with that arrow of activity, it really propels you forward in terms of wanting to express on a more soulful level. Everything you do has to be through the heart or through the lens of the heart. It's a very compassionate energy. It's a very freedom of expression energy. And, you know, I'm always wanting to do something new, I'm always in the meat and potatoes of life, wanting to do new projects, bring new things to the world, but do it for the purpose of helping other people on a soul level. So it's definitely that energy. And then if you add up your year, it adds to 21, and then 2 plus 1 is 3. That really stresses to me that part of your path and your purpose is to uplift and inspire other people. So when you're doing that for other people, this is kind of like your drug or your high. You know, when you're doing that for other people, it's like you're in your element.
Right.
For sure. You know, looking at your personal year, too, this year is really kind of a go-getter year for you because it's a 1 year, and 1 is the physical plane, the first physical plane number. So when I see people in a 1 year, they're either adjusting to the changes that they made in the previous 9 year, because they would have been in a 9 year before that, or you would have been, and now you're moving into the 1, which is putting into action some of those changes or decisions that you would have made in the previous year. So I think that this year is, you know, very much a physical doing, putting into action kind of year for you.
Okay. So, ladies, we have about 3 minutes left to the show. If Michelle, if you have some more things to let Tiffany know, maybe what we could do is have her give you a call personally, and maybe Tiffany can leave her phone number with or her email address with our producer. What I'm thinking is because of this conversation and because of what's going on, maybe what we can do, Michelle, is turn this on to my blog, lessons-in-life.com. And the remainder of the questions that I had for you, maybe we'll put it on there, and that way we can sort of spark up some conversation online.
Absolutely. We can do that for sure.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Tiffany, our producer is going to have a conversation with you and get your information, and that way we can continue because our radio show will be cut off in about 2 minutes. But
okay.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, for calling in. And, Michelle, thank you so much for everything that you do, and the power within the words that you have with these numbers is just fantastic. So we have one minute left. We have 1 minute left. I'm going to give a big shout-out to everyone who's listened, and we're going to take this over to lessons-in-life.com, and we'll continue our conversation over there.
Perfect.
Have a great day, everybody.
Well, thank you for having
me. Thanks, Michelle. No problem. Bye-bye.